Allah Makim said, if we believe in appearance on Quran, in Quran Allah said that people, they are blind in this world, they will be in the other world in a judgment day, they will be blind. And they will be in hell in the judgment day. Man kana fi hadha ad-dunya a'ma wa huwa fil akhirati a'ma wa adhallu sabila. If we accept the prayers of Quran, that's the conclusion is you will be in the hell. Means you're blind. In this world you're blind, you will go to hell in the other world. But the meaning of the real ayah is, if you're blind from seeing the truth, if you can't hear the truth, if you can't see the truth, you see the right path, you know what is good and what is bad, and you close your eyes on truth and you go to the wrong path, Islam said, because you see the truth, you are blind about truth, you will be in hell. And you will be blind in judgment day. That's the reason we believe we need a real translator and real explanation from a pure and perfect person who are the Imams. Hujjatullah, the sign of God, the successor of the Prophet, the real successor of Prophet. And I don't know how long I have time, just give me the exact how many minutes I have. How much time I have? 5 minutes? Okay, alhamdulillah. I just want to mention the reason we have to believe why we say Ulul Am, who are the Imam. Why we have to say Ulul Am are Imam. My dear brother said, we believe Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Ulul Am. How we can understand and recognize that Ulul Am are our Imams? What is the sign? And what's the reason in front of other people say we believe that Ulul Am are Imam? We have a reason from Quran. First, we start from Quran. Because some people say if you believe Imamat is a part of religion and prophecy continue with Imamat, why we don't have it in Quran? Why Allah didn't mention that in Quran? We believe Allah mentioned that. Not in one verse, not in two verses, different, maybe more than 20, 25 verses of Quran, Allah mentioned who are the Ulul Am and who are the real successor of Prophet. The first one, 67 of chapter Ma'idah, Surah Mubarakah Ma'idah, 67. Ya ayyuha Rasul, balligh. إِلَيْكَ مَا أُنزِلَ بَلِّغْ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O our Prophet, say what we revealed unto you. If you don't say it, your prophecy never will be complete. The all of your goal, the all of your purpose of prophecy is because of this important job. And I have a lot of Sunni source, we believe, and they said this ayah is in the day of Ghadir Khum. It's not even in Shia source, it's a lot of Sunni source. I give it some of it now. I just write it down because it's a lot of source. They believe Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have 6 source, reliable source in Sunni scholars. They call them Sahih al-Sittah. And one of them is Sunan Tirmidhi, and one of them is Sunan Abi Dawud. The translation and the explanation of this verse, they believe in about Imam Ali alayhi salam in the day of Qadir, one of them is in Sunan Abi Dawud, volume 5, page 528. And another one is in Sunan Tirmidhi, volume 4, page 438. It's just two of them, is a lot, because we don't have that much time, because I want to go to the other sources we believe. That's one of the sources we believe this ayah is about Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another ayah, again, chapter Ma'idah, Surah Mu'arakib Ma'idah, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenukum Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Today is the day Allah complete your religion, and the perfect religion is Islam. And again, in Sunni tafsir, we have a lot of mufassireen, they believe this ayah and this verse is about Imam Ali alayhi salam in Ghadir Khum, in the day of Ghadir Khum. Why we talk about it? Our subject and our topic is about walaya. Why? Because the walaya is a start from Imam Ali. If we don't accept Imam Ali alayhi salam as the first successor of Prophet, we never can come to the walaya of Imam Zaman. If we accept Ali alayhi salam and his family and his son as the successor, real successor, we'll be okay with this walaya of Imam Zaman. That's the two verses of Quran. The another source is Ayah Mubahila in Surah Al-Imran, chapter Al-Imran, verse 61. The story of Mubahila, how many of our young generation know this? The story of Mubahila, how many? One, two, three. Good, four. Inshallah, they know, but they don't want to raise their hand. Sometimes it's not, if you just really think about that, why our young generation, they don't know that's really important thing about their beliefs. Especially in this country, you talk with other Muslims. And I never say you have to disrespect other groups of Muslims. No, of course we have to always respect other group of Muslims, Sunni, doesn't matter, any kind of belief they have, we have to respect. But the point is, sometimes you have to defense from yourself. They come to you, they have a lot of critique, they ask a lot of questions about from your religion, from your mazhab, and what will be your answer? The other source is Ayah Mubahila, Al-Imran 61. قُلْ تَعَالُمْ نَدْعُ عَبْنَانَا وَأَبْنَائِكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُبْمَ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The story of Mubahila is, Prophet sent a lot of different letters to the different kingdom. One to Persia, one to Rome, different kind of small kingdom around the Saudi Arabia to invite them to Islam. And one of the letter was to the Christian of Najran, is close to the border of Hijaz, is 70 village in that time. It was 70 village, they call it Najran, and all of them were Christians. Prophet sent a letter to the Christian of Najran and invite him to come and talk about Islam and invite him to just worship just Allah, no God but God. When they get the letter, they said, maybe he's right, but we don't know, we have to talk with him. They choose 60 scholars from themselves, and three of them as a person to talk with Prophet, and one of them was the leader of them, the really highest position in Najran, they call him Abu Harithah. They come to the Medina, and they start to talk with Prophet, they enter masjid or mosque, and they have a lot of cross and they have a lot of jewelry in their hand. When Prophet look at their appearance, this kind of cross and a lot of jewelry they have with them, Prophet, he didn't talk with them. Imam Ali alayhi salam showed the way to them to say, you have to come not with this kind of jewelry and appearance, just be real simple and come to visit Prophet. Prophet will accept you. They come, they change their clothes, they took off all of the jewelry, and they come to the Prophet, and Prophet invite them to accept Islam. They said, no, we are worship God. We are like you. It's not necessary to we change our religion. Prophet said, how is possible? You say we believe in just one God, but you believe Allah has a child and has a son, and that's Jesus. They change, they continue arguing with Prophet and debating. They said one of the excuses they have, they said that Jesus is Son of God. They said because Jesus is born without